I had screwed everything up. That was the thought going round and round in my head. I had turned my back on college and dropped out. So much for being gifted and talented, as I was labelled in high school. What good did any of my academic success do when I couldn't even turn up to school each day? Rosie? I looked up to see the career guidance counsellor staring at me. I was sitting at the table in the middle of the kitchen. It was the biggest kitchen we had ever had, with posh worktops extending along one side and a tall fridge at the end. The counsellor sat opposite me. Luckily, the table was 6 feet long and put some distance between us, though it wasn't enough to miss that her eyes were full of pity. Great. I was the college dropout. Hmm? I stalled as I tried to think of anything worthwhile to say. I looked over to Mum, who was stood facing me from the kitchen window. I need to think it through. That night, I sat at the family computer. We had just about moved on from the PC in the cupboard, and it now had a permanent desk. I loaded up MSN Messenger to talk to one of my closest friends, Lucy. I didn't need time to think it through. I knew I couldn't do any of the options I was being given. Various courses, work experience, or jobs that were supposed to help me get back on track. I barely scraped through my GCSEs. Things got harder near the end. I studied relentlessly from home to make up for the time I missed in class. I managed to come out with pretty decent grades. I then went back to the same school with an attached college to get my A-levels. It was so much harder than high school. Gone were the days of routine and structure. Instead, I was in classrooms with no seating plans, and there were now free periods for socialising. It all got too much, and I had to bail out. Education had always given me a plan. GCSEs, then A-levels, and then university. Deciding to leave college had taken me off that path. I had no plan. Education was the one thing I was good at. What on earth had I thought, turning away from it? Why don't you come back? I stared at the words Lucy had sent. Go back? My heart started to race. Was that possible? Could I go back? It had been 6 weeks since I left. I rallied Mum for the cause, and the next morning we set off to a meeting with the head of the college. Our mission was clear: to get me accepted back into college. We walked through the bottom gate, past the caretaker's house on the left, and towards the college block. I looked over to the track that ran behind it. On our first free period, Tash and I had walked down that track to go to the leisure centre to get snacks from the vending machine. She stood in a puddle and almost hit the deck as the water went right up to her knee. It was far deeper than she had anticipated. I laughed out loud at the memory. Mum turned to give me a stiff, "This isn't the time to laugh, look." I coughed. No, of course it wasn't. My grin quickly fell when we reached the double doors. We walked up the stairs and turned right into his little stamp-size office. You would think for the head of the college he would have had a bigger office. Mum purposefully sat on the first chair rather promptly, leaving me the seat next to the head. Thanks then, Mum. I may as well have been sat on his lap. We sat there as he went on and on about how 6 weeks was a lot to miss. If I couldn't cope before, how would I cope now? Well, that was it. He wasn't going to let me back. I sat and stared at the floor. There was nothing I could do now. Then Mum's eyes lit up with fierce determination. Look, I know she has missed a lot, she said. But she had time off at the end of her GCSEs, and she did great in those. You just need to give her a chance to prove herself. She will work hard to catch up, I know she will. Please, just give her a chance. I looked over at Mum. Wow. She really believed in me, huh? She smiled at me and then turned back to the head with the same look of determination as before. He sat back in his chair and looked at me. Mum's belief gave me the strength to finally find my voice. I promise I'll catch up, sir. I will work hard. He looked at me with a furrowed brow and said, Okay, one chance.